Want to have your own business but don't want to start from scratch? Franchising might be the answer you're looking for. Welcome to the Level Up with Nick Lopez Show, the show that brings you thought leaders in business, franchising, and high-performance personal development. Whether you're a buyer, seller, franchisee, franchisor, or consultant, find everything you need to know about franchising right here. Own a business without the pain and financial losses that come with creating it. Find the time, freedom, and financial independence you can have through entrepreneurship. Learn how franchising can help you get there. Listen up and get ready for another episode of The Level Up with Nick Lopez Show.
Welcome to The Level Up Show with Nick Lopez, where we have the absolute pleasure of learning from thought leaders in business, franchising, and high performance personal development. Today, we have another special episode of The People at Lime. And I'm very excited for our guest today. I won't spoil his story and background as we'll dive into it on this episode, but I would like to welcome our newest franchise partner in St. Pete, Florida, Luke Reiner. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here. I'm excited for the conversation we're going to have, and I love being with Lime Painting.
Let's go. Absolutely. And that's been the theme of your story at Lime. My gosh, your passion and love for our craft. And I've personally been able to see that, been very fortunate to work with you throughout your journey. And like I said, we're going to share that throughout the episode. So let's dive in. Let's get into it. Luke, how did you get started with Lime Painting?
I got started with Lime Painting is just by the relationship that my dad, Jim Reiner, had with Nick Lopez, our church growing up in Denver. And Nick and Jim were in a business group together. And I was in college at the time. It was 2019. The year just started. I was in college at CSU in Fort Collins, and I'm studying marketing and sales. And coming up that summer, I was looking for a summer internship to gain experience with sales and marketing. And I needed it for my capstone project, because at the time I was trying to graduate a year early. So at the time I was a junior trying to graduate May of 2020. So I was talking to my dad and asking, hey, do you know anyone that could have an opportunity for me? And he's really involved with working with businesses, nonprofits, and he just has a very good expertise of the Denver area and companies that may need some help. So Lime Painting came up. He told me to reach out to Nick Lopez, and which I did. I sent him an email. And it was funny, at first, Nick said he didn't have an opportunity for me. And then, so I just followed up and I was like, no worries. Do you know anyone that may have an opportunity? And then he came back and responded a couple of days later or the next day. And he was like, actually, let's create something. I would love to have you be a part of Lime Painting. And he's decided, let's do an internship this summer. It'll be something new. So we'll have to work together on it and see if it'll meet your needs. And then also if it's going to level up and help Lime Painting overall. So that's when the home improvement concierge role at Lime Painting started. And that's where my journey at Lime all began.
What an exciting time to think back on. And you're right. Initially, we didn't have a position, but clearly the connection was too good to pass up. And really glad that we created that role. If you can go back to where you were at then, why did you gain an interest in Lime Painting?
Yeah, I gained interest in Lime Painting overall was just because of the brand. Everyone knows Lime, and the color Lime is just very well, or it's very visible. Everyone knows who you are. And if you're in a neighborhood, making that neighborhood bleed Lime Green, it's just a great marketing opportunity. But the biggest thing that caught my eye at Lime was the relationship building we create with not only our Lime family, but also with our clients and our artisans. So we really strive to focus on creating that relationship. We're not just there to sell paint, collect the check, and then see if they have projects later on for us to come back to. But we're really diving into learning about our client's family, connecting with one another, delivering ultimate customer service, and bringing a key lime pie at the end of every job. It's pretty awesome. Just watching our customers smile and just being the person that gives that customer service is awesome. Overall, we work with great artisans. We have great crews that are highly vetted to lime standards. And then we use top-of-the-line products. And the biggest one is we're working with high-end homes, homes that I strive to hopefully live in one day and hopefully to pursue my passions and to follow my dreams and to support my family and to just keep growing and strive to be better and better every day.
You're certainly doing all those things and on the path. In fact, you've been on the fast track. My goodness, you mentioned graduating early. I think graduating early wasn't the only thing you've done. You've become a franchise partner on the fast track and early from just kind of the standard trajectory. And a lot of that goes into what you were just speaking to, your commitment to customers and service and creating relationships and doing that in a market that's greatly underserved, right? It's so hard for a custom homeowner or property owner in general to find an option in the market where that service provider doesn't just serve the general market. Lime is the first and only and the largest national luxury painting company. And we were started because of the need to provide top-notch products and artisan craftsmen to clients that are familiar with paying more to have a custom home. They own a custom vehicle. They probably own multiple custom homes. And they went to a high-end restaurant the past weekend with friends. And here in the home improvement space and contracting, they really struggle to find that type of option in the market where they know, hey, look, I'm not going to overpay, but I want value that's represented by quality. And it sure would be nice to have a company position where that's really all that they do. And they focus on people like me. It's been really neat to see you dive into our craft at Lime. And so over the past 2 years, you started as an intern and have become a franchise partner in St. Pete. They're outside of Tampa Bay, Florida. So would you mind sharing a little bit about your journey and what that looked like between joining as an intern and then most recently becoming a franchise partner?
So yeah, it all started with that internship program, the Home Improvement Concierge, in May 2019. So I worked throughout the Denver area and worked with Nick Lopez, and he's the founder here today. And just learned what he does and how he focuses on the Lime Way and how I should focus on the Lime Way and do the behavior. So that whole couple months, I was just out knocking on doors, introducing lime painting to new homeowners, and then also working with the lime painting team there, which Tyler Foose was still in Denver, and we had Joe Latella. So I started to get expertise from them, and Tyler Foose now is one of the top lime painting franchise owners here today. So I definitely learned a lot working with him, and I actually was able to go to Boulder and help knock his first couple doors in Boulder that he just started that territory in 2019. And yeah, overall, it's just doing the behavior and learning and just gaining the knowledge and the experience and seeing if this was something that I could see myself doing one day. And then I went back to college, finished up my last year, graduated early in May 2020. And I took a slow break. I graduated early. I was like, what's next? All my friends are still in college. So I decided to go get my pilot license, do something new. I'm all about new experiences and just all about just going out there and seeing new things. And it's pretty cool how unique being a pilot is. So I did that for a couple months and got my license. And but now it's like I really should probably get back into starting a career. And so I reached back out to Nick, and this is where things all started, March of 2021. And yeah, I started as a VRC, worked full time, started getting my own leads, and then started doing my own VRCs. And those are the estimates. So I came out and showed homeowners what type of solution Lime is going to provide for your home and how we're going to create a long-term solution overall by using high-end coatings and replace these couple boards or replace your gutters overall, because you have small gutters right now and you should probably upgrade to better fit your home and make sure that water exposure isn't going on the substrates throughout your home. So yeah, I did that throughout the year and had a fast-paced structure, but I started off very fast. That I feel like my whole life has just been starting off, get right into it. But started in March and sold close to 600K that year. And usually the main focus is when you start in January to March, that's your big lead gen area. So if I start in March, I pretty much missed a lot of the lead gen and building my pipeline. So I really had to get fast to the start and just work hard and do the behavior. But yeah, I did that for the year. And then at the end of the year, Lime Painting really had a focus on franchising. And we definitely started blowing up and getting new Lime territories throughout the nation. We're close to 30 locations, and they really needed someone else to go out and train and travel the new locations and train the new owners and show them the Lime way and how to sell and how to do VRCs and how to produce jobs and build a relationship with clients. So January 2022, that's when I started being the national success coach at Lime Painting. And that's all I did. I went and traveled and proved to myself that, yes, I am a young employee here at Lime, but I know what I'm doing. I know the Lime way, and I know how to sell paint and provide long-term solutions for these homes and create the relationship with these homeowners and get five-star reviews and work with our detailed and quality artisans and just do the job right. Overall, we're going to say what we do and do it right. But yeah, I did that throughout the year and the beginning of this year. Then I was like, what's next? My next opportunity. I always wanted to move to a different location. That's still another thing on my end, was get new experiences and do something new and let's level up. Here at Lime, we're big at leveling up. We're always wanting to be better and better every day. And I've always wanted to be a franchise owner. So I was like, why not? Let's be the youngest franchise owner here at Lime and let's go and pursue this. End of June, I moved to St. Petersburg here in Florida, which is part of the Tampa Bay area, and been doing that ever since.
Right before you did that, Jim Ward, who really did a lot of the training and mentorship that followed up where Tyler and Joe had initially helped you with training, obviously along the way myself throughout, but Jim Ward moved to Southwest Florida there in Naples and in Fort Myers area and launched in January of 2023. So about May or so, you started making that transition to St. Pete. And it was clear that there was a tremendous amount of need in Southwest Florida. And Jim was off to a very hot start. And as we wrap up 2023, he's had a tremendous first season. But it is clear that customers in Florida benefit from the unique service offering and quality that Lime provides. Clearly, there are plenty of other national locations that pointed to that, but it was just a nice benefit that you have a neighbor just down the road there in Florida. So you started as an intern, you worked yourself into a success coach position, starting to train locations across the country. You actually also became the GM in Denver, and you used your savings to invest in a franchise and launch there in St. Pete. So congratulations, Luke. Like we've spoken about, clearly you've been on the fast track in many different areas of your life and have developed this passion for the service, the craft that we have here at Lime. So out of all the places, you know, you mentioned that you're interested in new opportunities, experiences. There are plenty of places you could have gone. Why St. Pete?
Yeah, the biggest thing, I chose St. Petersburg and I guess Florida overall is I've always loved Florida, but I'm a Colorado native, so I'm used to the mountains and the cold winters and being a ski bum and just working in Denver. And there's always the harsh winter and the snow, so we can't really work year-round there, especially for exterior painting. So I've always had my eyes on maybe focusing on a place where I could work year-round and I can always be painting exteriors and going into interiors. But the main thing is exterior painting, residential, high-end exterior painting. So I've always looked into Florida, the Sunshine State. There's no better place to just go and move. But yeah, overall, I chose St. Petersburg and especially the Tampa Bay area. It's a larger city. They have professional sports teams. I really enjoy going to hockey games and baseball games and football games and participating in tailgates or just going with a group of friends. But yeah, overall, I wanted a city that has young adults just like me where I can build relationships with and create new friendships and but also be able to motivate myself and achieve my goals. And yeah, so that's pretty much why I chose St. Petersburg. It's new and upcoming. A lot of developments are happening. So that's great for Lime. And then I can work year round and just reach my revenue goals and who I want to become and what I want Lime Painting of St. Petersburg to become.
Yeah, absolutely. And a couple of things I'll add there. St. Petersburg also has great fishing and great golfing. So
definitely.
Those are a couple perks.
I've always wanted to move to the water. There's nothing better than going to the water, being on boats, fishing, golfing. But the homes here are definitely incredible, being in their backyard and the ocean comes right up to it. And so it's definitely not a bad view every day.
Yeah, we have a saying at Lime. We work in beautiful places for beautiful people, with beautiful people. And you're definitely carrying on that theme there in St. Petersburg. You'd mentioned that you have these aspirations for St. Petersburg being the youngest franchise partner, but most certainly qualified. What are your goals here over the next couple of years for Lime Painting of St. Petersburg?
Definitely. Yeah. My main goal is just to be recognized as one of the top painting companies here in the St. Petersburg area. And hopefully being able to be in the whole Tampa Bay area, be able to expand my territory and get all of Tampa and just be a well-known high-end luxury painting company here in the Tampa Bay area. I definitely want to be able to build relationships with homeowners and be able to get a ton of referrals throughout the year and show that I do great work, exceptional work. I have great subcontractors or artisans, and I'm here to do great work. And I'm not here to just make money. It's all about the relationships and all about the partnership that we have and just doing what we say we're going to do.
Yeah. How profound is that, right? Showing up, doing a good job, answering your phone. Those are differentiators from our competitors, but we lead with our values, love, integrity, mission, excellence. Clearly you've heard Luke speak a lot to relationships, and our services are tailored for custom homes, right? We take an approach that is much more than just painting. We're doing coatings and surface restoration, meaning that that custom home has metal or masonry, stucco, stamped concrete. You mentioned the gutters. All of these surfaces turn over and are exposed to the elements. And so most homeowners, property owners, look at the paint and they can clearly see that it needs to be updated. But the reality is that all of these other substrates that make up the property are on the same maintenance schedule, and they're all too often overlooked. And the frank reality is that paint companies, really even quality luxury paint companies, generally local, they're just doing painting. And so we're able to go out and educate a client and help train their eye to understand how the elements deteriorate each surface, and then educate that customer on how to properly restore it and coat it so that it's protected first and foremost. But then all the fun begins, the aesthetics and the design and being able to transform an entire estate, a full property. Every surface will have a protective high-grade coating, but you can apply any color. That's all fun. You mentioned that two-year goal here is to create a credible and reputable option for customers in the market. I think that that is tremendous. Why is Lime a great option for customers in the Tampa market?
Yeah, overall, Lime's a great option because it all comes down to the customer service that we provide to our clients. You'll be working with me from the very first phase, which a lot of times it might just be me knocking on your door and letting you know, hey, I was in the area and I noticed your paint is just peeling along your trim. And I'm going to be giving some free estimates throughout the next couple of weeks or months. And I'll just give you a call back and to set the time for me to come out and run through an estimate. So a lot of times that might be my first time I meet you, or the first time you see Lime Painting will be at your door. But then it'll be me again coming out for the estimate, showing you what needs to be done with your home, providing a long-term solution for your home. And that's using high-end products that are meant for that certain substrate like brick or metal or stucco. So there's a certain product that we need to use to help protect it and to create that long-term solution. And then I also want to hear what the homeowner's plan is, what they want done, what kind of colors they want, and what their dreams and aspirations are. And then I want to build rapport and just connect with them, build that relationship. I love talking about their families or where they're from or things they like to do in the area. Then overall, once production comes, I was there from the beginning. I know the exact plan. I'll bring a high-end artisan that I know will be perfect for that job and will do Lime quality work. And yeah, I'll be there every day managing the job, making sure the right products are being used, making sure we're painting all the substrates that were included in the proposal, making sure we're not painting anything that we're not supposed to be painting or fixing. But yeah, I'll be managing every day, communicating with the clients, making sure it's all on track, schedule's on track. If problems arise, I always let the homeowner know and just make it right. I'm here to serve the clients. And then I'm here to provide a long-term solution and show who Lime Painting really is. But yeah, I'll be there from the beginning till the end. And once the job's done and it's the Lime standards, the homeowner's happy, I'll be bringing a Lime pie, a key Lime pie, to just show my thank you and just to build that relationship and maybe enjoy a slice of pie together.
Yeah, you mentioned something that I think is really important, right? Being accountable. There's not really a lot that can go wrong in painting. It's in coatings and surface restoration. It's a pretty straightforward business. And so when something does go wrong or problems arise, as you mentioned, communication is key. And you have an organization and an individual clearly that is not going anywhere. They're not running. They're there to serve and make it right. And in most cases, proactively, while keeping you abreast on the solution. Something's not totally coded correctly. More times than not, Luke and the team are proactively addressing that. But if not, it's as simple as recoding, touching it up, fine-tuning the finish. And then the other piece there is, for whatever reason, the project may take longer than expected. That can happen. Isn't the norm or our expectation, but proactively communicating that and communicating the solution to fix that and resetting expectations. Painting is very straightforward. When you take the approach that we do, we have vetted and standardized high-grade coatings, and Luke and our suppliers do a tremendous job of sourcing and vetting artisans. You've probably heard that term used quite a bit. The craftsmen, the painters that we are using are truly the most talented folks in your market. And we're intentional about that. We put a lot of groundwork into doing just that, building a portfolio of craftsmen that are going to deliver the results that we're looking for. And a big part of that is our strategic partnerships with our national suppliers. They have long, deep relationships, and clearly Lime is one of their important partners. So aiding us in that process of building a roster of talented artisans, market over market, that has proven to be one of our greatest value adds for customers that are looking for that. So you can think of Lime a lot like Uber Black, where let's say you're leaving the airport or you're going to an event and you want an Uber Black, a nicer vehicle. While Uber has done a great job of sourcing those Uber Black qualified vehicles so that you as a customer can just select that as an option and you're paired with a highly rated driver and a nice vehicle. I like to give that analogy because that's a lot of what we do in the markets that we serve. So Luke, I want to transition a little bit here and talk a little bit about you specifically. And I'm curious, how has Lime helped you to level up in your personal life?
The biggest thing that Lime has shown me is just how important relationships are. Like these days, it's all about the people you know, and you are who you hang out with. I really do believe that. So these days, it's just relationships are key, and building that relationship with a business and your clients, or here at Lime, it's our homeowners, is just very important. And we're also building our relationships with our artisans and making sure we're paying them right, we're paying them on time, and we're all here just as one big family. So that's one big key that Lime has shown me. Another is just giving me a career to level up on and to gain new knowledge and have new opportunities, and just shows that I can achieve my goals and be who I want to be and do what I want to do and just strive and hopefully bring a legacy out here at Lime Painting and with my everyday livelihood.
Yeah, I love it. And that's the American dream, right? Entrepreneurship and creating generational wealth and a lifestyle that provides you freedom and flexibility, while also empowering you to serve and make a difference in your community. So Luke, we're clearly very excited about this venture for you in St. Petersburg. As I mentioned, clearly very qualified to do so. I can't even count on two hands or even just from memory the amount of markets you've gone into and launched franchise territory successfully, not to mention your leadership in our founding location, working yourself into a GM role. We spoke a little bit about your two-year goal in St. Petersburg. What is your long-term goal for St. Petersburg?
Yeah, my long-term goal here in St. Petersburg is to definitely expand to go to the Tampa area and just be Lime Painting of Tampa Bay. I know that's all from St. Petersburg all the way up to Clearwater and then the city of Tampa and like Davis Island. And so it'd just be great to be that well known in the Tampa Bay area that it's Lime Painting. They do exceptional work. And I want Luke Reiner on my project and I want that crew on my project. And I want to just build that relationship. And yeah, I just want to expand. I want to be able to create an opportunity for other young individuals like myself, entrepreneurs, to come and work for me and to provide a stepping stone of a career path to help and introduce entrepreneurship and sales and franchising and to show them, hey, if you put the work in, you do the behavior and you motivate yourself and achieve and reach for your goals, like you'll have success. So I'd love to be able to mentor other sales individuals, and hopefully they could turn into franchise owners at Lime Painting one day.
That's awesome. That is just a mark of great leadership. And I'm excited to watch St. Petersburg expand throughout the Tampa Bay market. I know that you will deliver a tremendous amount of value in the market. And that will create a network of raving fans and a reputation that really appreciates your hard work and dedication to the service that they're looking for. We've spoken about your story and your journey. We've had the opportunity to learn more about you. I know that there are folks curious about, how do I follow in Luke's footsteps? That's a path for me that'll change my life, that will give me the leadership skills and the skill sets in general to give a lot of value in the market as a professional. Folks that are interested in following your footsteps, what would be some tips and thoughts that you would give to somebody that was looking to do just that?
Definitely. The number one thing that I would say is just be willing to learn. Try to open up yourself and be willing to learn and connect with individuals and get mentors and learn from those mentors. And if it is something like franchising where a model is already created and it's a successful model, follow that model. Do the behavior, do what is shown to be successful, and you'll strive and be successful. But yeah, biggest thing is do what you love. Find an interest that you want to focus on. Try new things. You may like something, but if you go out and try new things, you may like that better. I didn't know I was going to get into painting sales, and it was just a new opportunity for me. And it turned out to be something that I really love doing. And it's more than painting. It's building those relationships, learning about products. I'm always learning every day. There's new products coming out every year, new ways for us to benefit homeowners. But yeah, biggest thing is do what you love to do and strive to do it and be happy and just go out there, be yourself, be willing to learn. And yeah, you will have success.
Yeah, it could be a testament. I mean, those have been all of the characteristics that you have displayed. And clearly that's why you're in the position that you're in. You've always been so humble and coachable, passionate, and you've developed a love for the craft. That is clear. And you've surrounded yourself with individuals that can model success, and you've committed to the process. You haven't deviated from the model. You've doubled down on it, and you've trained plenty of other folks. So you've committed to it. You've learned it. You've done it. You've taught it. Congratulations, Luke. And I am most certainly excited to see your journey over the next couple of years. I'm curious, and I would like to get some thoughts from you around a couple points here. One, what is a favorite project that you've had while working at Lime? And then secondly, what's a favorite memory?
All my projects that I've done at Lime, I loved all of them. Some have had problems and I've learned from those and was able to serve the clients and do a job well done and still get a 5-star review at the end. But the number one project that comes to mind is last year, I built a relationship with a high-end interior designer, and I did some projects with her clients, and we did great work, and all of her clients appreciated Lime Painting, and they appreciated me. And the high-end interior designer, they actually, her and her husband went and started to build their own home in Evergreen, Colorado, which is up in the mountains. So it's a high-end new build custom home. And they asked for Lime Painting to be their painter, and they wanted to work with me. So I was there working interior and exterior. We did a full new paint, new construction. So painted everything from walls, ceilings, trim, doors. And then we stained the whole exterior with 3 different colored stains to all create a blend of stain. And yeah, it was just a really fun project and a beautiful place. And it turned out to be an incredible home. And yeah, that's probably one of my favorite projects. Just started off with bare sheetrock and bare wood, and now it's an exceptional custom home in the mountains. And especially with the sunset behind it, it just looks great.
And then, absolutely. Sounds like she got limed.
Yeah, she did get limed. And they're a part of the Lime family, and I'm excited to keep on working with them.
And favorite memory?
Yeah, my favorite memory was actually in 2021 when we had our first end of the year conference here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, which is not too far from me now. But that was pretty much our first time where we've had everyone a part of the Lime family to come together. And a lot of us, we haven't really met in person. We've only met virtually. So it was fun to see them in person and be able to continue to build that relationship with them and laugh and talk about work and motivate one another and help one another and go out and have some fun, play some golf. But yeah, it was a great couple of days. But it was great to just have everyone there, and it really felt like one big family.
I wasn't sure which memory you were going to choose, but right before you said it, it clicked, and I'm glad you said that. We're actually coming up on our third conference, our second one in person. Year two is virtual, but this year will be in Cancun, and it will most certainly present a lot of great memories. And just like you said, a lot of folks meeting for the first time. So much of the world is connected virtually. So that'll be a lot of fun. Luke, last question for you. I mentioned it earlier. LIME stands for love, integrity, mission, and excellence. What is your favorite LIME value and why?
My favorite LIME value, it has to be love. There's no better thing than being loved, showing love, and just loving one another. Here at LIME, we love doing what we're doing, and we love to work with our clients. We love working with our artisans. We love showing love and creating just one big family, one big relationship. And we want to love one another, support one another, give advice and teach one another. And then also just to make those connections with our homeowners and show them we're LIME Painting. We're all about trust and just showing love and doing more than just painting and collecting the check at the end.
You've mentioned relationships and love too many times to count on this call, but you've demonstrated it throughout your career at LIME. And that's most certainly your secret sauce, your superpower. And clients appreciate it. Artisans appreciate it. Your colleagues appreciate it. And the team that you're building in St. Petersburg will most certainly appreciate it, along with the clients that choose to get limed by LIME Painting of St. Petersburg. Luke, this has been a tremendous episode. I really appreciate you making the time. I know you are very busy living out everything that we talked about today there in St. Petersburg. And if you've watched this episode, I appreciate you. We appreciate you. Please hit the subscribe button, like the video, but more importantly, drop a comment down below and contribute to the conversation. This is a very dynamic and qualified young entrepreneur. Luke, thank you again for being on the show. And if anybody would like to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
Yeah, you can go to my website, reach me there, or Google LIME Painting of St. Petersburg. All my contact information is on there and my website. And yeah, feel free to email me, or I'm on LinkedIn at Luke Reiner. But yeah, I'm happy to talk, and I love the conversation we have. And yeah, I love LIME Painting.
You heard it from Luke. So thank you for tuning in. And as always, level up.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Level Up with Nick Lopez Show. Remember, it's never too late to get started on your entrepreneurial journey. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and share if you enjoyed today's segment. Catch us again next week and visit limepainting.com for more of the Level Up with Nick Lopez Show.